Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 11, 1806. A canoe floats away. Hunting occupies most of the time at Fort Clatsop. At first, the party find plenty of elk and deer nearby, but as the winter draws on, meat becomes scarce again. The country being swampy with deep streams and dense timber makes hunting a particularly difficult task. In addition, most of the game is killed at some distance from the fort and starts to spoil from the damp weather in the time it takes to get it back to camp. The men soon learn to jerk the meat as it keeps longer, and Clark devises a plan to reduce wasted meat. He writes,
"Sent a party early this morning for the elk which was killed on the 9th. They returned with it in the evening. This morning, Sergeant of the Guard reported that our Indian canoe had gone adrift. On inquiry, we found that those who came in it last evening had been negligent in securing her, and the tide in the course of the night had taken her off. We sent a party down to the bay in search of her. They returned unsuccessful. The party who went up the river and creek after meat were directed to look out for her was equally unsuccessful. This will be a very considerable loss to us if we do not recover her. She is so light that four men can carry her on their shoulders a mile or more without resting, and will carry four men and from 10 to 1,200 pounds. The Kathlamas left us this evening on their way to the Clatsops, to whom they propose bartering their wapato for the blubber and the oil of the whale, which the latter purchased for beads and so forth from the Killamooks. In this manner there is a trade continually carried on by the natives of the river, each trading some articles or other with their neighbors above and below them, and those articles which are vended by the whites at their entrance of this river find their way to the most distant nations inhabiting its waters." Captain William Clark, January 11, 1806.
Both Lewis and Clark were creative spellers, to say the least, and used different spellings almost every time they wrote the name of an Indian tribe. The spelling of the Columbia Indian River tribes can be almost impossible to interpret. For example, the Killamooks were the Tillamook Indians. Most of the names the captains used were actually village names. Tomorrow, making jerky.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.